This is Senator Al Simpson. Has the end of the Cold War actually increased missile proliferation in some developing nations? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, now that the world knows what a Scud missile is, maybe it's time we wake up and see that 16 countries, including Libya, North Korea, and Brazil, all have different forms of Scud missiles which can blast away on targets thousands of miles away. The real kicker to this serious problem is that it would seem that the end of the Cold War has actually triggered a new arms race in third world countries. When the superpowers became more friendly, the nations we both once kept in check are now free to pursue their own selfish military policies, and pursue them they have. Ted, as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, why not do something to prevent the entire third world from buying missiles? This is just one more reason to develop anti-missile technology like the Patriot system and SDI. What's your sad excuse going to be this time?
Unfortunately, Al, the Persian Gulf War has become a catalyst for more arms sales to the Middle East and other parts of the world. As long as the Arab-Israeli conflict continues, so will the demand for arms in the region. Both sides are desperately trying to keep the balance of power from tilting against them. The major powers are the worst offenders. The vast majority of arms sold to developing nations come from the five permanent members of the UN Security Council: the United States, the Soviet Union, Britain, France, and China. Under our leadership, those countries work together to roll back Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. Why can't they get together again and put strict limits on sales of missiles and other arms that endanger the peace? President Bush is said to be scrambling to come up with a plan to stop these senseless arms sales, Al. Let's hope he gives it the top priority it deserves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the railroad strike that lasted only a day. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.